there must be something in the water. Suddenly, all over Sonoma County, new plays are springing up. Brand new, never-before-seen stage shows thought up by local artists, young and old, and pushed into existence by the efforts of actors, directors, and all the other people who make theater possible. Where'd all this sudden burst of creativity come from? Well, the truth is, new theater is nothing new. The North Bay, and Sonoma County in particular, is home to a number of talented writers, and our colleges have always encouraged young writers to express themselves through the art of writing for the stage. Though new plays are often seen as a risk for a theater company to produce, it's obvious that without new writers and new plays, the theater world would be nothing but a museum, with retreads of classics and nothing that surprises, challenges, and changes. Theater is an evolutionary art form, of course, and to see where theater is in its current state of development, it's the new plays that reveal the most. Well, in the next couple of weeks, supporters of homegrown theater and anyone curious enough to see what's going on in the minds of local theater people will have plenty of opportunity. This weekend, two new plays have their official debuts. Up in Healdsburg, the Raven Players present the world premiere of local writer Audie Foote's The Angel of Chatham Square. Based on a true story his mother told him when he was 8 years old, the play takes place in 1948, and Audie's mother is the main character, a woman whose path crosses that of a number of New York City homeless people. Following an act of kindness performed by an unlikely stranger, the play shows how the young woman eventually changes the lives of the street people she encounters and eventually passes her message of tolerance and generosity to her son. The Angel of Chatham Square runs Friday, March 1st through Sunday, March 10th. In Santa Rosa, new shows are nothing new for the Imaginist Theater Collective, which regularly creates new works based on old texts, crafting the plays together as an ensemble. Last year's The Rat Catcher was one of the best examples, and a huge hit for the company that operates out of an old storefront space near Juilliard Park. Their latest effort, Left After Naught, is based on the ancient Sufi poem The Conference of the Birds. It's a highly experimental piece in which the actors morph in and out of the personality and movements of birds. The birds, following the original text, are eager to find enlightenment and fly off in search of the godlike bird who can show them the meaning of their lives. Left After Naught? Left After Naught runs Friday, March 1st through March 16th. And then on Wednesday, March 13th, Sonoma State University presents a whole evening of original plays, all of them just one page long, all of them dealing with the theme of water. The one-page play extravaganza takes place in Warren Auditorium, featuring stage readings of over a dozen new short plays written by the students and faculty of SSU. It's one night only at 7:30 p.m. and it's free. And also at SSU, running from March 7th through March 30th, a brand new play by student playwright Dylan White, The Seance, becomes the first student-authored play to ever be included in SSU's main season of shows. Revolving around a funeral in the water-thirsty environs of Fresno, the play is a comic examination of relationships during a literal and metaphorical drought. And you could be among the first people to ever see it. Find out more at sonoma.edu/waterworks. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.